Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen all across the globe. Hey, this is Elder Kevin Vaughn on the Encouraging Word Global Network. We're so glad that you joined us today, whether you're live or listening to the rebroadcast at your convenience. So we thank you so much. But I want you to know that we are giving God all the praise and all the glory. Let's go and give him a hand clap of praise before we get started. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for those joining us again, this is the Encouraging Word Global Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit it and quit it tonight. Going to be with you just for a short half hour here or less. But our goal today is to keep you encouraged in the things of God and to keep you excited about what God is doing in your life and the lives of others. Hey, tonight's topic, before we go into prayer and also the sharing tonight, is pay attention to the words. I love that. Pay attention to the words, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to give you a little more information about that, of course, as well. But the topic tonight is pay attention to the words. And of course, this is going to relate to the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen, what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, with Holy Spirit, and what God has been telling us for eons, ladies and gentlemen, to the man and woman on this wonderful planet of ours. So we thank you so much. Hey, again, we're here just to lift you up to the Lord, share with you the power of the living Word that goes out and does its wonderful healing and gives peace and safety and all kind of great stuff, wonderful mindsets and so forth, in the name of Yeshua. So we just thank God for his word tonight going out. And of course, he will know exactly what you need tonight as we share the word of God. Hey, we thank you so much for all that you do. Also, we thank our wonderful overseers too as well, our pastors, Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, we also thank them for overseeing our network, making sure we stay on track. So we're going to give them a hand clap of praise. Thank you, Bishop Doc. Thank you. Amen. And for those who are joining us in the Metro Atlanta area, if you don't have a church home, come visit with us at Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. Kingdom Life Worship Center at 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia. 30214, and that's 11 a.m. Saturday morning services, ladies and gentlemen. That's 390 Glen Street, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30214. Hey, if you want some more information, of course, give me a call, Elder Kevin Vaughn, for more details, and we'll be glad to share you the website and all the details about the ministry as well. 404-401-0233. Feel free to text me or email me. I'll get that information to you. 404-401-0233 about Kingdom Life Worship Center in Fayetteville, Georgia, ladies and gentlemen, just right outside of the Atlanta area. Hey, our topic tonight as we get started here is pay attention to the words. And I can't wait to hear from our leadership about this topic tonight. But we're going to go into a word of prayer, and then we're going to talk about the fivefold ministry. And we're going to go to each one of those through scripture. And then open up the lines for our leadership first. And for anybody that has a word of prayer or need a prayer request or even a comment or question, just dial one, hit one and a star sign on your phone. That lets me know you want to be a part of the program. If you need prayer, or our leadership would be glad to pray with you or myself. Also, too, if you have a comment or question, feel free. But just press one and a star sign. And that'll let me know that you want to be on, and we'll get you on before we leave out, okay? Hey, we thank you so much for all those who are joining us. We want to give you all a hand clap, too, as well, for your time, because I know you could be doing some other things. So thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Encouraging Word Global Network. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, excited with you. Hey, let's go to a word of prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you for another day. We thank you for all rising, Father God, this morning. We thank you for right now, Father God. We thank you for the blood that's going through our veins, Father God. Our heart is pumping. Our right mind, Father God. We thank you for our limbs, Father God. We thank you for our right mind, light eyeballs, Father God. We can see. We can talk, Father God. We can hold our family, Father God. We can eat, Father God. We have money. We have gas in our car. We can move about in this wonderful land, Father God, that you've given us. So we thank you for all things, Father God. But also, too, Father God, we pray for the the poor. We pray for the unfortunate, Father God. We pray for those who may be going through some hard times right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we ask that you give them a way, Father God. You give them hope, Father God, through the power of the Spirit of God. And, of course, may we do our part as well, Father God, as people of God as well, as we meet people and be around them, whether it's through home, through family, Father God, through our community, through our job, through our businesses as well. So may we do our part as well. But, Father God, we ask that you, Holy Spirit, meet the needs of all those who have a need right now, Father God. Some people are just hurting. Some people just are lonely. Some people just having going through some bad times, may have lost a loved one, Father God, may have lost a limb. They may have lost their mom or dad or grandma. You know, Father God, we know things are happening all the time. There's people that are going through wars and losing children, Father God. There's some people that are trying to find their children, Father God. We ask you to comfort them, but also comfort the lost loved ones, Father God, that they may be found, Father God, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, so much going on in our nation and in our world. We also pray for those who are incarcerated behind the walls, Father God, whether it's from juvenile detention, Father God, all the way up to the high prison, Father God, what we call maximum prisons as well. We ask that you change those hearts and minds, Father God, and it is forgiveness in the name of Jesus, Father God. If they repent, there is forgiveness in your name. I know you can forgive all things. We'll give you all the praise and the glory on it. We thank you, Father God, for our pastors and our bishops and our teachers and apostles and prophets and all those who teach the unadulterated word of God. So we thank you for that. Thank you for the broadcast, Father God. And thank you for who you are. And we give you all the praise and the glory. We just thank you for you, Father God. We thank you for who you are. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's get right into it. Hey, the church government is a fivefold ministry, and most of you already know this already, but I'll be glad to share these scriptures with you later if you like. But tonight we're going to talk about the topic, pay attention to the words, right? We're talking about pay attention to the words of the teacher. This is out of the fivefold ministry of the apostle, of the prophet of God, of the pastors of God, of the evangelists, all right? We want to talk to that. That's the church government established by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we must pay attention to the words of the apostle, words of the teacher, words of the prophet, words of the pastor, and the words of the evangelist. And also, too, the fivefold ministry also has some definitions, right, and some roles. And we'll go through these very quickly because most of the people listening will already know these things. So we thank God for you. And please forgive me if you already know this wonderful stuff already. Most of you do as well. But the role of the apostle is the definition for those who don't know, because those people that listen all around the world, which is one of. So the role of the apostle under the church government of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the apostle, by definition, is one who is sent, right? Sent by God. Now, keep in mind, as we talk about God, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only God, true and only God. And of course, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Christ, and the precious Holy Spirit. So the apostle, one who is sent, the focus of the apostle is the urgency of tomorrow. You know, he prophesies, gives instruction and information based on who sent him, which is God the Father and God the Son. So apostle is one who's sent. The focus is on the urgency of tomorrow. And the impact to our nation, or the impact to our community, is extension. He extends the word out to all of us who will listen. On the prophet role, definition of a prophet, one who questions, right? One who questions, focuses, demands of today in light of tomorrow. As you know, a prophet can prophesy and based on what God has told him or her to say, that they would know what is coming up in the days to come. That's pretty powerful. The impact, of course, is integration, the integration into the community. You know, the prophet goes out and gives a word of the Lord, and we, of course, should heed that word once it is confirmed that it is of the Lord, of course, as well, because we know there is false prophets out there as well. The evangelist, ladies and gentlemen, talking about pay attention to the words, right? We're talking about the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for those just joining us. The evangelist, one who recruits. I love that, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. One who recruits, the urgency of today, demands of today, and, of course, expansion. Again, evangelist, as you know, goes out throughout the world evangelizing and preaching the unadulterated word of God. And we're going to come back to that one as well, because we're going to talk a little bit about, as most of us know, evangelist Billy Graham recently passed. He was 99 years old, and he passed on to glory. And he was one of the best evangelists of our time, as we all know, from around the world. So moving on to the fivefold ministry as pastors. This is a powerful one here. The pastor, definition of a pastor, one who cares, right? The focus of them for a pastor is demands of today, right? They keep you what's going on. They help you live. They help you to survive the day, the week, and so forth as well. So demands of the day is our pastors help us in the demands of the day. And they also have the impact is to nurture. As most of us know, pastors nurture their the church, if you will, and help them stay into the things of God by the love of God and by their teaching as well. Also, to the last one, the fivefold ministry is teacher, right? Teacher, one who explains, right? Somebody's got to explain the fivefold ministry, right? And also the role of the church as well. So the teacher is one who explains. The focus is integration. And then, of course, the impact is to understand. All I get understanding. So even when your apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors are known, somebody's got to teach you and help you understand what those ministries are. That's what a teacher does. That's pretty powerful when you think about it. Hey, let's go back to the evangelists real quick. I want to just play about a minute and 30 seconds of a wonderful tribute to Pastor Billy Graham, or evangelist Billy Graham. So we'll be right back with you. Be about a minute and 30 seconds. This is, I only can imagine, a tribute to Billy Graham. And the reason why I brought this up, because definitely, without a doubt, he was an evangelist for the Lord. And of course, he truly loved the Lord. But let's listen up for a few minutes. I'll be right back with you in about a minute and 30 seconds. God bless.
The moment you read in the paper that Billy Graham is dead, you'll know that he's more alive than he's ever been before. And I'm in paradise. And I'm looking forward to it.
The mark he made for the gospel, for the good news, for Jesus, is unprecedented. What a life well lived.
Well, he was one of the most important Christian evangelists who ever drew breath.
Now, you can't change your past, but Christ can change your past.
I can only imagine.
God, I'm certain, is with me. And when I come to the moment of death, I believe that at that moment, there's going to be an angel that will take me by the hand and usher me into the presence of the Lord.
What it will be like.
And I'm going to be in His presence, and it's going to be the most peaceful, the most wonderful, the most thrilling moment
when I walk
that I have ever experienced.
By your side.
God has sent me out as a warrior.
I can only imagine.
On the five continents to preach the gospel.
What my eyes will see when your face,
that's the way to God, is through Jesus,
is before me. I can only imagine.
When you go home tonight, you don't go alone. Christ goes with you. He loves you.
Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence?
Amen, amen. I just wanted to play a little bit of that. That was, of course, a tribute to Billy Graham. And, of course, he's one of the greatest evangelists, ladies and gentlemen, that ever lived. And we thank God for his wonderful life and, most of all, what he has done for the kingdom of God, not only in the United States but around the world. So we thank God for evangelist Billy Graham and his wonderful family as well. Well, ladies and gentlemen, hey, that's one of the fivefold ministry is the evangelist. And as you can see, pay attention to the words, right? It's not about the man. It was all about the word of God, as Billy Graham taught. It was all about God's word, his loving kindness, his forgiveness. And, of course, most of all, he died on the cross for our sins. That was one of his greatest areas as an evangelist of teaching as well. Hey, real quickly, what we're going to do now, we're going to go to scripture real quickly about the apostle. We're going to hit the apostles real quickly. In Ephesians, this is the apostles. And of course, we're talking about tonight, pay attention to the words, right? Pay attention to the words of God, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through the fivefold ministries very quickly tonight. Apostles, Ephesians 3 and 5 says, which in other ages was not made known unto sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles. Isn't that wonderful? So God has called apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And you may hear some of these scriptures repeat, because they do repeat as we go through the fivefold ministry. Ephesians 4 and 11 says, and he gave some apostles, right? Some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Colossians 1 and 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 6 says, nor of men sought we glory, right? I love this part. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. You see, the apostle, pay attention to the words, ladies and gentlemen. The apostles is all about Christ. It wasn't about them, and it's not about us. 1 Timothy, and 1 Timothy 1 and 1, Paul, an apostle of Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord of Christ, which is our hope. And this is my highlight scripture for apostles, 1 Timothy 2 and 7, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and in verity. Isn't that wonderful? That's 1 Timothy 2 and 7. 2 Timothy 1, concerning apostles, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and apostle and the teacher of the Gentiles. Isn't that wonderful? Again, pay attention to the words of the apostle. And last, Timothy 1 for apostles, Timothy 1 and 1, Paul, a servant of God and the apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the according knowledge of truth, which is after godliness. Isn't that wonderful? That was Titus 1 and 1. That was apostles. Our next fivefold ministry is prophets, right? Words of the prophets, as far as the scriptures concerning the prophets. James 5 and 10 says, take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord. That's the key right there. For example of suffering, affliction, and of patience. James 5 and 10. 1 Peter 1 says 10. And 1 and 10 says, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Amen. As you know, we have prophets that have prophesied, and some even today prophesied the grace that should come to you. 2 Peter 2 and 1 says there, now this is important, but there were false prophets. And this is very important. We got to pay attention to the words, right? Because that's our topic tonight. But 2 Peter 2 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there should be false teachers among you. Now, this is the word of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, teaching us and telling us there's good prophets, right? And there's false prophets who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring them upon themselves swift destruction. But was rebuked for his iniquity. The dumb ass, speaking with a man's voice, forbade the madness of the prophet. You know, the key here too, and people say, well, how do you know the difference? The quickest thing is denying the Lord. That's the first thing. If a prophet or a teacher or anybody denies the Lord, denies the cross, denies the blood, that's a pretty good indicator, ladies and gentlemen, that you're a false prophet. 2 Peter 3, this is the one I've highlighted too. 2 Peter 3 and 2 says, that ye may be mindful of the words which are spoken before by the holy prophets, right? That means reading the word of God, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So our apostles and our prophets, ladies and gentlemen, they lift up the name of Jesus. Hey, as we move on to evangelists, right? Evangelists is our next fivefold ministry. Scripture here is 2 Timothy and 4. It says, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Now, it says endure afflictions, right? Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. So when you're called as an evangelist, right? But watch out all these things, endure afflictions, and do the works of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Believe me, there are going to be some afflictions. There's going to be people that come against you. That's one of the fivefold ministries tonight, evangelism. A nice topic. Pay attention to the words of the prophet, of the evangelist, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, our pastors, we got to talk about our pastors. This is another part of the fivefold ministry. I was going to highlight for the sake of time, I'm just going to highlight the one scripture, just as Jeremiah 3 and 15 says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart. Isn't that powerful? Now, of course, this is according to God's heart, right? And I will give you pastors according to thy heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Isn't that powerful? That is a good indication, ladies and gentlemen, that you have a pastor in the fivefold ministry that knows the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll read this one again. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, the heart of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Isn't that powerful? That is a powerful area. That's the pastor. And the last one, ladies and gentlemen, is teachers. Teachers teach. I love it. And we got two scriptures here for teachers. 1 Timothy 1. We're going to pay attention to the words that are coming from our teachers, right? Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. So always desiring to be a teacher of the law, which is the law of Jesus Christ. And also last scripture, ladies and gentlemen, 2 Timothy 4 and 3 says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Now, this is a good one here, ladies and gentlemen. But after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And man, you just turn on the news and you'll get enough of that right there, ladies and gentlemen. I'll read that one again. And last, 2 Timothy 4 and 3 says, for the time will come, and we are, I believe we're in that time now, for the time will come, they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, ladies and gentlemen, just turn the news on for a few seconds, you'll see it, shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. So there's people out there teaching false stuff, right? They're teaching false doctrine. And the difference is that they don't glorify the Lord. They don't recognize the Lord as their Lord and Savior. And that's one indicator of that. So, ladies and gentlemen, our topic tonight has been pay attention to the words. And we've been going through the fivefold ministry, apostles, teachers, pastors, prophets, and evangelists. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to listen to the words of these wonderful people around the globe, ladies and gentlemen, that teach, that are pastors, that are apostles, that are prophets, and that are evangelists that preach and teach the word of God today. So we thank God for his word tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord a quick hand, clap of praise. Father God, we thank you for the fivefold ministry, and we thank you for our pastors, Father God, on this call tonight. Thank you for all that they do. In Jesus' name. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines right now for our wonderful leadership. Our topic tonight is pay attention to the words of our pastors, teachers, apostles, prophets, and evangelists. And we really, for most of us, we have a pastor that we are part of a church. Ladies and gentlemen, so we want you to pay attention to those words. So at this time, we're going to open up the phone line to our leadership first. If anybody would like to come on, just press 1 and the star sign. And if not, that's okay. We're going to keep it moving. But at this time, we're going to open up the lines for our wonderful leadership. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Elder Kevin. Thank you so much for certainly that profound word of encouragement tonight. So I really want to focus in on what the scripture is saying as we talk about, you know, paying attention to the word of God, obeying the word of God. The scripture in Ephesians 4:11 tells us that the fivefold ministry was given for the perfecting of the body of Christ. And I'm going to say that again. What was it given for? For the perfecting of the body of Christ, which evidently means that the body of Christ and all of us are not ultimately to the place of perfection. So the fivefold ministry is designed to get us to that place. So every person that's listening to me tonight, that God has ordained the fivefold ministry that will come in the way of the teacher, in the gift of the evangelist, in the office of the pastor, to be able to perfect us, to get us to the place that God has purposed us to be. None of us can make it by ourselves. None of us can be able to exist by ourselves without the word of God. But beyond knowing that God has given the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints, what is your calling tonight? Do you know, do you feel a pulling down on the inside? Everybody that's listening to me tonight, you are a part of the body of Christ. is just like our natural bodies. The eye, if I didn't have an eye, I'd miss my eye. If I didn't have but one foot, I would miss my foot. If I didn't have one of the toes or three or four of the toes to help me balance myself out, I would miss that. So we ought to be able to identify and miss when a level of the anointing that comes by the way of the evangelist or the teaching anointing is missing out of our lives. We're not going to be able to get it all simply by having a word of prophecy. That word of prophecy is linked to the word of God. But we should not so hunger and thirst for somebody to give us a word without us sitting down and being taught the word of God or being allowing ourselves to be pastored. So the Lord says that he has given pastors to feed his sheep, and he's given pastors after his own heart. But beyond all of that, beyond knowing that the Lord God has left us these fivefold ministries to get us into a place of perfection, what is your calling tonight? You have a calling upon your life. May not be like another person, may not be like the person that can sing the best or the person that could, we feel like, preach the most anointed message, but what is your calling? I declare to you tonight that until you begin to walk into that calling, there's going to be emptiness down on the inside. Arm is missing, I'm going to miss it. If my toe is missing, I'm going to miss it. Somebody is right now waiting on you to take your place in the kingdom. Somebody is waiting on you that are listening to me tonight. Somebody's out there right now that you're struggling. You're pulling in five or six different directions, not really knowing who you are or who God has purpose or birth you to be. That pulling is down on the inside because somebody is waiting to be blessed, to be delivered, to be inspired by the prophetic that's upon your life, by the teaching anointing that's upon your life, by the evangelistic anointing upon your life. Yes, we must hear the word of God. Yes, the word of God has been left for us to be able to get to the next place. But have you been called to utter that word to the next person? How can you hear without a preacher? I say that again. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? The preached word is not necessarily designed to be given from the platform or from the pulpit. Every day of our lives, there comes a message to somebody that's listening. Every day of our lives, we wake up in the morning. When I set my feet on the floor, I wake up, and when I walk out of my house to get in my car to do what I need to do on my job, my very life, my very character, my very actions, it becomes a message and up to somebody that's watching, somebody that's listening, somebody that's waiting to be encouraged, somebody that's waiting to be ministered to. Somebody is waiting on the call of the fivefold ministry that's resting upon the life of somebody that's listening to me tonight. We cannot walk this journey alone. We need, as the scripture says, the fivefold ministry for the perfecting of the saints. Don't be missing out of the seat of your calling. Don't allow yourself to be found absent in the place that will fulfill that fivefold ministry. We're going to need the teacher. We're going to need the evangelist, and it might just be you. You're going to need the pastor, and it might just be you. You're going to need the prophet, and it might just be you. And most definitely, we're going to need the apostle, and it might just be you. What is that calling upon your life that's going to utter forth the word of God that somebody is waiting to hear so they will know how to obey God? Once again, how can you hear without a preacher? How can you preach except they be sent? Don't allow yourself to be absent from the call that God has stamped upon your life, because in that absence, you will be frustrated and you will be empty. But when you submit to the calling of God and allow yourself to adhere to what he has called you to do, there is going to be such a great of a joy and a peace down on the inside as never before. Because what God has called you to do, nobody can do it greater or better than those who have been called to fulfill that anointing. So I encourage you tonight to know that God is calling each and every one of us to fulfill our place in the kingdom, because the only way the body of Christ is going to be perfected is by way of the fivefold ministry, to utter that word into the earth realm so that those who commune with you every day can be delivered. And while you're delivering others, I declare to you tonight that you're delivering yourself, because the message comes to you first. When that word hits you, when that heard word, God gives you a word, it comes to you first. And now that is in us than he that is in the world. It is nothing that we cannot conquer through the word of God. So I encourage you tonight, be blessed, be encouraged, know that the Lord is with you. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, our Lord, I pray for every listener, every hearer, at the sound of my voice tonight, that we'll arise. We will find our place in the kingdom. We will tap into the calling that you have purpose for our lives. We will not find ourselves absent in our place of assignment, because somebody is waiting on us to fulfill our call. We thank you for it now. In Yeshua Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin. Back to you.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, this is why we love our pastors, ladies and gentlemen. They're teaching us how to live. Thank you, Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop Crenshaw of Kingdom Life Worship Center, ladies and gentlemen. And for more details about the ministry, again, give me a call. 404-410-233, 404 410-233. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for joining us. And the prayer has gone up on your behalf tonight as well for those who have spoken and unspoken requests. We just want you to be encouraged. We want you to pay attention to the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pay attention to the words of the evangelists. Pay attention to the teachers, our pastors and prophets and apostles, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. And, of course, pay attention to our Father God, ladies and gentlemen, the words that he has written down over the ages. So we thank God for you again. So, Father God, we thank you for this wonderful time. We ask that everybody have a sweet and wonderful peace of sleep tonight, Father God. They wake up refreshed, Father God, for another day to do your will, Father God, and take care of the things they have to take care of. So, Father God, we give you all the praise and the glory and the honor. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we go out. God bless you. Encourage the Lord. Well, ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, always remember, always, 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 always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. We'll see you next time, as the Lord willing, on the Encouraging Word Global Network with Elder Kevin Vaughn. And we thank God for our wonderful pastors. Thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw's time and helping us with this network as well. God bless you. We'll see you. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Jesus is Lord. We'll see you now. Bye-bye now. Thank you so much for your time, everyone. Bye-bye.